Hi Jess, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. So firstly, could you just tell us a little bit about the festival itself? How was it first established?
Sure. So the festival was founded in 2011 by myself, Jessie Puri, and my brother-in-law, Camille Latouf, and my sister, Julia Latouf. It basically started with a small idea of just screening one film from Lebanon, and then we thought, you know what? Let's look into it. Let's do some research and find out more about what's going on with Lebanese cinema. So we flew over to Lebanon. We met with the president. We met with filmmakers. We kind of established a network and acquired films. And then we had the inaugural Lebanese Film Festival in 2012. We were fortunate enough to have Brian Brown, the actor, support us, and he's now the ongoing festival patron. We are now in our seventh edition, which is launching in 2 days, which is really exciting. We're based in Bankstown, with a couple of screenings at Broadway and also at the Australian Film and Television and Radio School, which is really exciting. It's a great partnership there. We screen films from all around the world, but predominantly from Lebanon. So long as they have a strong connection, it could be set in Lebanon, it could be a Lebanese writer, Lebanese actress. And most of the stories are based or set in Lebanon anyway. We screen short films, documentaries, feature films. And this year we've got a stellar program, a great lineup of films, including an Oscar nominated film. So we're really excited, and year by year it's growing. We're a small team. We now have 5 to 6 people on our committee, including Priscilla Fayad, who organises our fantastic events like our opening night gala and our closing night pop-up bar event. So it's fun. We're a great tight-knit team, and we're really passionate about what we do.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. And it sounds like from the get-go, it was a big project to start off with. It's,
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
and it's, you know, as I said, year by year it's growing, and we come up with different ideas and different initiatives. And, you know, at heart, we support the filmmakers in every way that we can. And we also, you know, we kind of want to establish a connection and build a bridge between Lebanon and Australia in the arts as well. So,
Yeah, definitely, which
it's
is a
a film.
fantastic goal to have. That's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And what is your role in the festival?
Well, I'm the co-director. So myself and Camille Latouf, we direct the festival. I'm also the festival programmer. So, you know, often I travel to Lebanon, meet with the filmmakers, obviously watch all of the film submissions and, you know, go through that selection process. I'm also on the judging panel. We have a Film of the Year award that we issue every year. And yeah, so basically, it's, you know, aside from overlooking all aspects of the festival with Camille and kind of making sure everything's running smoothly, my main role is film acquisition, and, you know, establishing that network and that partnership with other festivals abroad, including the NDU International Film Festival, which I was a guest of last year, and the Tripoli Film Festival in Lebanon, which I was also a guest of last year. I mean, they're fantastic festivals that occur annually, and it's just so great to be able to fly over there and meet the filmmakers and hear their stories and find out what's in the works and what's in post-production, and, you know, just really getting a feel of where they're at. And year by year, it gets better and better.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. It sounds like you're pretty busy. So,
Yeah.
is this kind of your full-time job? It seems like it would take up a lot of your time.
It's actually not. We each of us have our own full-time jobs. We work on the festival on every spare minute of our lives, and there's no kind of set dates. It's kind of all year long we work on it, and as soon as we finish, you know, this edition now,
Yeah,
we'll
you'll start
immediately begin,
working.
yeah,
Yeah.
on the next one.
Yeah,
I'm
wow.
actually from I'm My background is film, so I actually just finished up assistant producing on a feature film with Brian Brown, which was fantastic. It was a great experience, and I'm really fortunate to have had that opportunity. And I'm looking into opening my own distribution company within the next few months as well. So that's something I've got in the works. But producing is kind of where I'm at the moment. It's kind of where I feel like I fit into. And I've worked in camera department with ABC before. I've kind of been all over the place in the industry, but, you know, really trying to find my way. And yeah, I think distribution and production is really where I sit. particularly because of my work with the festival and, you know, traveling to Cannes and traveling to Beirut and meeting with distributors and producers. And it's just something that I'm very comfortable with, but also very passionate about.
Yeah, amazing. Such a diverse role doing so many different things. Sounds absolutely incredible. And could you tell us what sort of films people can expect to see on the lineup?
Absolutely. Well, this year, we're very lucky to have two key films from Lebanon. One is called The Insult, directed by Ziad Zawahiri. And Ziad's film was Lebanon's very first Oscar-nominated film in the foreign language category. So really proud of that. We're screening it in 2 days at opening night, which is sold out at the moment, but we have plenty of other screenings popping up and they're filling up quite quickly. It's a fantastic film and it's just, I can't fault it in any way. Everything from the performances to the script writing to editing to cinematography is just superb. It's phenomenal. And then we have Nadine Lavaki, who is one of Lebanon's biggest directors and, you know, on the foreign film scene, she's very highly regarded. We previously screened two of her films, Caramel and Where Do We Go Now, which both got standing ovations at Cannes Film Festival. And this year, her film, which is pronounced Kafar Naum in Arabic, but Kafar Naum in English, won the jury prize at Cannes, and we're really proud. It's a heavy film, but it covers an issue that really needs to be put out there, you know. It's phenomenal directing, again, by Nadine. She's incredible. She's an incredible storyteller. And that's also tipped to be nominated for an Oscar next year. So we're actually doing the Sydney premiere of that film this coming Saturday, the 18th of September, and we've got a few more screenings at Bankstown Hoyt Cinemas as well as Bankstown, as well as Broadway Cinemas. Those are the two highlights. There's also A Certain NASA, which is one of my favourite films in the lineup. It's a documentary about the grandfather of Lebanese cinema, Georges Nasser, who is 92 years old, still teaching film at ALBA, and his films, Il Ain and Le Petit Étranger, were the first two Lebanese films to have ever been officially selected in Cannes in 1968. So we're really proud to be screening that documentary. It's about George's journey. He's just such a phenomenal human being. I had the privilege of spending some time with him both in Beirut and in Cannes last year because they celebrated his 60-year anniversary as a part of the classics, which was really great. So that's another highlight.
That's amazing. It sounds like you have a whole range of amazing films.
We do, yes. It's a heavy program this year because a lot of the films focus on a lot of the issues like refugee issues in Lebanon and, you know, so it's great. It's great.
Despite it being heavy, that's good stuff to focus on.
It's stuff that needs to be shown, you know, and Lebanon's a resilient country and they're really pushing boundaries year by year, which is fantastic to see.
Amazing. Sounds absolutely incredible. And lastly, a key focus for this year's festival is on sustainability.
Absolutely.
Could you tell us a little bit about how you're hoping to work on that?
Yes, absolutely. So we have one of our committee members, Matthew Kelly, who we adore, has employed strategies in the festival to promote sustainability in terms of things like, you know, printing. The kind of material we use is eco-friendly. We look at, how can we employ strategies to waste less, to spend local and to travel smart, you know, taking the train, for example. We've got Bankstown train station that is quite central to all of our venues and also to Broadway. And then also on, you know, some of our key events, we use biodegradable and eco-friendly, plates and forks and spoons. We're all about encouraging less waste and less use of plastic. And it's really important to get that message out there because I don't think people realise how high the stakes are in terms of, you know, plastic use and dumping rubbish. And it's all about keeping our city clean, about, you know, being sustainable for the future. It's an important message to employ through any event, really. And I think it's our job as a local grassroots initiative and organisation to also, you know, promote that within the festival. So, you know, we look at just any little way where we can make a difference Matt is there to kind of make these suggestions and say, well, hey, guys, do we really need, 300 plastic plates on opening night? Could we substitute that for, bamboo eco-friendly plates? Could we substitute that for hiring glassware? It's just about making that small difference, and that small difference actually makes quite a bit of difference, and people will pick up on that. So we've also included a little message in our ads as well, just to remind people.
Yeah, definitely. It's fantastic that that's something that the festival is focusing on. It's great that there's an environmental concern there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. I'm excited to see the kickoff of the festival, and I hope that you get plenty of people in.
Thank you.
Sounds absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers.